This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab. Patient first name is Joan, J-O-A-N. Last name is Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Date of birth is June 5, 1947. Date of evaluation, 12-27-2023. Next paragraph. HPI history, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of confusion, comma, depression, comma, poor appetite, history of a presenting illness. This is a 76 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 12-21-20, was admitted to this facility initially on 11-20-23 and subsequently readmitted on 12-21-2023. Patient has complex medical problems, including history of pneumonitis, metabolic encephalopathy, ulcerative colitis, spinal stenosis, hypokalemia, obstructive and reflux uropathy, low back pain, insomnia, muscle weakness, difficulty in walking, altered mental status, history of a UTI. Patient is a poor historian. She thought she is 50 years old. Her conversation is difficult to follow. She thought she was at Potomac School of Medicine. Patient talked about some kind of doctorate degree taught in college. She told me that her husband is a medical doctor, then stated that she does not know what he does. She expressed some frustrations because of her forgetfulness. She had a little insight into circumstances leading to her placement here. Peter, she talked about her two sons, she thought they both do some kind of work in medical school. Peter, I spoke to a patient's husband, John, who stated that patient was an elementary and middle school teacher. Period. Patient's husband is a chemical engineer. And reports that one son also has a degree in chemical engineering. Another son has a degree in finance. Patient's husband reported that prior to colonoscopy on November 7th, patient had no psychiatric issues, no confusion. Patient apparently had a urinary tract infection and pneumonia after colonoscopy, also had quote bad back unquote. Patient was given intravenous immunoglobulin infusion and plasma pheresis was done at Henry Ford Main Hospital. Next paragraph. Patient thought it's April and it's spring and she knew Joe Biden as a president. She thought Granholm was the governor. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Period. Patient's husband is quite concerned that patient has not been eating, there's a follow-up appointment with gastroenterology and urology, and patient has a feeding tube. Period. Patient has had consultations done with neurologists and was diagnosed with acute inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic confusion, psychiatric endocrine, medium allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest college degree, current occupation, retired school teacher, relationship, married, number of children, two sons, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal non, medical record, lab diagnostic, text review, collateral form and chart, nursing, and phone contact with patient's husband. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, vital signs, blood pressure 139 over 77, pulse 82, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes, confused, associations, somewhat rambling, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, no auditory visual hallucinations, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote, impaired attention, concentration poor, language normal, funnel knowledge poor. Judgment and insight poor, MSE, sleep problems, trouble falling asleep, appetite poor. Next paragraph, current medications, mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21, plans continue Remeron, which could improve mood as well as insomnia. Next paragraph, number two, metabolic encephalopathy, G93.41. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any change in mood or behaviors in your concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the PCP, urology, gastroenterology, neurology, next paragraph, procedure code 99306 under supplemental administrative, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statements, in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention. This is end of dictation.